Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot to cover today. There's a lot unfolding, and none of it is to your benefit. None of it. It's all about the left mounting resistance and telling you how stupid you are for the way you voted. And they're still going to have their way by blocking Trump. Rather than working with the president towards mutual compromising solutions, which is our tradition, they want to block your choice. We need to turn vengeance on these people and eliminate them and exterminate them from public life forever. They never come back. I don't wish any harm on them at all. But they can never be allowed to be in positions of leadership over anybody. These people aren't fit to lead their shoes into the closet. And particularly when we go to Maricopa County and talk about the evil Stephen Reicher, the evil Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, it's time to clean house. It truly is. Have you seen the stories about the 90,000 vote drop, most of them illegal, at the deadline, the midnight hour, for delivery of voter registrations, including people like Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Oh, and the authorities in Maricopa County are just fine with this. We're going to break it down for you here and talk about clearly again what needs to be done. And it's up to us. This is something we need to help Donald Trump with. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Banks are making bad noises, really bad noises. And you have to ask yourself right now, clearly, without hesitation, are you sure your bank is solid? Can we be sure any bank is solid with $36 trillion debt and all the nonsense that's gone on with this administration? And they're telling their bureaucrats in government that they're going to continue to spend, 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 and they're going to continue to chase the green climate scam designed to enslave you? They're going to break the banks. Well, you have a choice. You have your retirement in the bank, Noble Gold can get it out. They can show you how to do it, put it under your name, your ownership, and then back it with gold. See, gold's appreciating. The dollar, not so much. Do I think Donald Trump can do anything about it? Absolutely. Do I think that is as good a choice as backing it with gold? Absolutely not. And you have a choice right now. You have a choice before the left, who's still in control of this country, can turn this whole banking industry south, and under the Dodd-Frank law, seize everything you own. Kill the country financially before its political savior can take over. Well, I would act today. I would act right now. I would call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. The FTC regulations and requirements demand that I tell you that all investments carry inherent risk. There's no guarantees, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. Having said that, I want to remind everybody that I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 8 years, and I've been a customer many times over for 7 years. Okay, so I got pretty well says 877-646-5347. As we're looking at the death of the dollar and the hope that Donald Trump can resuscitate it, we also are looking at the death of American choice. Bolshevik communist. I care not who votes. I only care who counts the vote, Joseph Stalin. And that's what we have going on in Maricopa County. By my figuring, near the deadline date for delivery of late registrations, They have 130,000 fraudulent votes that were gleefully accepted by the Maricopa County Clerk and Recorder's Office. That's by my figuring. I don't claim to be perfect. I don't claim to have 100% accuracy. No one can. But I'm pretty confident in those figures. And on top of that, we have other things going on. Let's go back in history to 2020. 40 legislators across the country talked about that election approximately 3.5 weeks ago. And they came out in something the mainstream media totally ignored. I played the clip of their press conference in which they announced that Donald Trump won Arizona by 1.1 million. Now, I have a source who's been inside government at a high level, knows the algorithms. And he has been telling the world anonymously because his life would be in danger. But he's been telling the world that Donald Trump won by over 1 million votes. Same number, same number, same number. And it's happening in Pennsylvania. It's happening in California. I'm going to tell you, I have good numbers in California. In the 2020 election, Donald Trump got 15 million votes, Joe Biden got 8 million. They flipped him. That's what happens when you don't have paper ballots. We have no chance to maintain. Let me put it this way. Donald Trump will make headway, but if we allow the Senate to fall under the leadership of either Senator Thune or Senator Cornyn, it's game over for the Senate. And Donald Trump will be managing this country with both arms tied behind his back. Democratic obstructionism will take over because that's who these two are. And they've been well rewarded for their efforts. Rick Scott is the only answer. And I gave you an assignment yesterday. If you didn't hear it, you need to contact your two senators today and say, your political career, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as how we're going to align, we're coming against you if you put Thune or Cornyn in. And that's Mitch McConnell's gift. These people don't care about voter fraud. They don't care about illegal immigration. They're paid handsomely to look the other way. They're rhinos. Pretend conservatives that vote against you every time. And this is what you have in Maricopa County. It's what you have in Philadelphia County and 11 other counties that I covered on election day where there was voting machine problems. That's the way they described it, their words, not mine. And it was present in 12 counties, and they still couldn't flip their results. And they got caught trying to receive 1.5 million illegal votes in 9 trucks, courtesy of the post office, in the same plot, the same MO that they did in Pennsylvania in 2020 to flip that election at the midnight hour. But they got caught because GOP forces were ready. Actually, I should say MAGA forces. And I need to change thinking of people out here. Maricopa County gets talked a lot about in my show, not because I live there, but because we export our bullshit to the rest of the country. And I've been accused of that. See, Dave, you got the worst politicians. They're so corrupt that whatever you do in an election, it ends up going somewhere else. I agree. I agree. Voting. Tabulation problems with machines is now the latest rage. Oh, fill out your ballot and leave it in box 3, and we'll take care of it for you. That violates the sanctity of one person, one vote. There's no voter integrity when you have a system like that. And then shame on the post office. I hope the bastards go broke. Seriously. And I hope Donald Trump doesn't bail them out. Let them go broke. Let's find alternatives to send our mail. Send these people packing. Anyone who's part of this, number one, needs to go to jail. Number two, we need to destroy their business. They need to be totally removed from the public venue. You're saying, Dave, are you on fire today? No, I'm just telling the truth. Look at most of this country. And I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your socioeconomics are, what part of the country you live in. People want the same thing. They want to live their lives, have their rights, have their basic needs met, and they want to be left alone by their government. And it begs the old saying from my friend from Freedom's Phoenix, Bernie Hancock, who says, well, most people just want to be left alone. And then there are those who won't leave them alone. These leftist people have no morals. They're satanically evil. They want to cut the genitals off our kids. They want them to read about illicit sex acts while they're in elementary school. We've seen that at school board meetings. They use the FBI to break down the doors and point guns at people's heads that dare to protest things like CRT and pornographic material in our schools to the benefit of Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, who has family members controlling CRT through parent company interests. I mean, I couldn't make this stuff up, people. I wouldn't even think of this if I sat down. And all I want is my country back, and that's all you want. I want the Constitution to be the rule of law. I want the laws to be applied equally to everybody. And yes, this includes every race, every sexual persuasion, people who have any kind of perversion whatsoever, as long as they're not harming other people, particularly kids. Law has to apply to everybody. I don't have to agree with them. I don't have to like them. I might find them despicable, but the law should apply to everybody, and it does not in this country. Your justice system, your political system, the people that run your elections are corrupt to the core, and that is a good number of them. All of them? No. But there's a reason there's blue states, just the same as there's the reason that the devil rules this planet. Did you ever hear Paul Harvey's soliloquy, If I Were the Devil? And he proceeded to go through America. That was perhaps one of the most brilliant soliloquies ever offered in the media. And you know, you never hear a word about it. You never hear a word about it. You know what you don't hear anymore either? Okay, and I hope all my black brothers and sisters, particularly those of us united under the cross, I hope you hear this. I have much love for Martin Luther King. How that man suffered. He could have gone, even in the 60s, with his brilliant intellect, his talent, his drive. And he could have been a multimillionaire and anything he wanted to be. He was a Superman, but he cared about people. And you know the beautiful thing about Martin Luther King that we don't see in the Democratic Party today, and this is why they never talk about him, is he didn't call for attacks upon whites. He didn't use terms like white privilege. He wanted the laws to apply to everybody. Content of the character, not the color of the skin, the basis of which we judge. The Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party. They're the satanic Bolshevik Communist Party that steals elections, mutilates kids, allows child sex trafficking at the border, fentanyl that kills 100,000 Americans per year, allowing the Sinaloas to set up shop in states like Arizona, control its public officials, pervert their elections, money laundering schemes using real estate, phony baloney deals to keep judges and to keep bureaucrats and legislators in line, as well as governors. I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to push this book and I get nothing from it. But I do admire the author. His name's John Thaler, a 30-year RICO investigator, report to the governor, and he lays it out about how bad it is in Arizona. 20,000 affidavits, 5,000 references in his book. And he tells you exactly what's going on. For example, the city of Mesa, Arizona, the largest suburb in Maricopa County to Phoenix, it's an organized crime outfit. I'm not exaggerating. When you read this book, and there's nothing in there you can refute. It's all based on substance that he would take to discovery. This could become a court case. But there's nowhere to take it because justice is controlled in this country. Look at what they've done to Donald Trump. They very well, before he takes office, could put him in jail in New York on non-existent crimes with non-existent statutes. And what they tried to bootstrap it to would have expired under the statute of limitations anyway. But don't confuse Bogota Billy Merchant, the judge. Oh, yeah, he's from Colombia. Boy, does that ever fit. Don't explain that to him. Oh, and his wife, and not his wife. Yeah, his wife and his daughter made all kinds of money on the trial. Well, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing but pure, unadulterated corruption. Can I motivate you to do certain tasks, like contact your senators today? No Thune, no Cornyn, Cornyn, Thune. We don't need another Mitch McConnell, who makes $25 million a year from China because his wife's parents control the six Chinese ports. Oh, and he's paid handsomely for his treason, for his anti-Taiwan attitudes, anti-American attitudes, his refusal to fund any race on a national level or even a state level in which someone claims to want to make America great again. You see, if you want to make America great again, oh, you're a racist. You're a xenophobe. You're a horrible, immoral person, and you should be dealt with because you want to make your country the best it can be. See, that's what MAGA is. MAGA, they're trying to reduce it to Hamas, Hezbollah, and ISIS. MAGA is nothing but people wanting the best for their country, so they and their friends and family and fellow citizens can live the best life possible. Not of crime, not of prejudice, just of leave me the hell alone so I can be successful. Stop interfering with me with your climate scam bullshit and just leave me the hell alone. But they won't. They won't. And they won't stop until they kill Donald Trump, and we're going to cover that later today. The new plots are in works, and we're going to talk about it here. It's going to piss them off, and I'm really glad. I want to piss them off. You want to piss them off. We need to break their political will. Please step up and do your job. Part of that can be sharing this to other people. You know, if you talk to people who know me privately, and there's a number of in the audience who do know me privately, you say, well, Dave, I knew you when you were a college basketball coach. You're really optimistic. I am. Never coached a game I didn't think I could win. You really try to be fair with people. You look for the best in people. I do try. I'm not perfect, but I try. But when it comes to talking about the left, I'm going to say it again. I'm a Christian man, a loyal American who loves the armed forces, loves the people that serves in it, loves our citizens, loves our traditions, loves our rule of law as written. And I look at these satanic Bolshevik communists, and they stand for everything despicable. They're in the army of the Antichrist right now, whether they know it or not. We cannot submit to this. I will not submit. I have it right here. I have a little band in here, so I will not submit. And I quote the Bible. Unashamedly, I quote the Bible. Are you going to step up and do your job? Check out our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping for everything that we do in the course of one day. And at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, you will get an email detailing everything that we've done that day. You go, wow, that's pretty cool. It is. You'll enjoy it. TheCommonSenseShow.com. Newsletter is located in the upper right-hand corner. All we need is your email address, and we don't sell your data. I'm not YouTube, I'm not Google, I'm not Facebook. I do not sell your data. I would never do that. Your email, and we just get it. It goes into the record so we can send you the newsletter. People love it. When we have a glitch, and we've had a couple in the last several years, People go nuts when they don't get it. My email box, if I get 300 to 500 a day, I might get 1,000 that day. 50,000 people are on our newsletter distribution list. Sign up today. And we're putting out a story here that, like the last one we did, very, very late in the evening, early morning, we looked at a couple of variables here. And my close colleagues and I, like Paul Preston, we spoke late last night. We know this threat is real, but we see it for what it is. We've been around long enough, and particularly with my work that I've done on the Kennedy assassination, I immersed myself in it for 30 years. I absolutely can draw no other conclusion than what I'm going to bring you here. And I'm putting this out publicly, hoping it'll spread far and wide. And I hope that you will spread this for me. Thank you. Because we're trying to save President Trump's life. And if you think the left is done, you think Butler and what happened at Trump's golf resort, you think those are isolated incidences that are going to reoccur, think again. And like I said, I talked to my top military advisor. He feels the same way I do. So here we go. We're going to talk to you about what Trump is facing. We're going to talk about the false narrative that's been planted. Going to get into all of it right here. But first of all, I just wanted to let you know we're brought to you by a product here that people are asking me about when I go on for interviews now. This product right here, Nanosoma Spray, the maintenance dose for you to keep manufacturing vitamin C without additional supplements, all the other benefits that you can see here that are listed. The nuclear receptors are enhanced. The telomeres that are related to longevity are enhanced. This product doesn't cure anything, but it does give a super boost to your immune system. And people keep asking me, Dave, you were sick last year. I heard that you were taking a product. Can you tell us about it? And I'm getting this asked to me when I go on the air to talk about the election on someone else's show. And I'm happy to tell. In fact, actually, John Moore, on our roundtable yesterday, asked me about this. And in fact, actually, it was Stephen Bannoun that asked me the question on John Moore's show. So we do a roundtable most every Tuesday. And I'm happy to tell you, folks, this saved my life. In my humble opinion, I was headed down a very dark road. And I get so many testimonials now from people. It's crazy how this is growing. And this was a secret almost. Last March, when I got really sick with RSV and strep lung linings that was projected they weren't going to come back. And I look at what I can do now. It's phenomenal. I've been traveling, so I haven't been in the gym, and my body's saying, get there, get there, get there. And it's been 3 days. Well, I'm going to get there today. And the stuff that I can do still amazes me. And I thank God all the time for my recovery. But this product too, right here, go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I'm entitling this Lee Harvey Iranians. And, not only did I study the assassination of JFK in detail, I looked at RFK, I looked at Martin Luther King. I've looked at assassinations through history, and they follow pretty predictable patterns. And one element exists already that endangers Donald Trump is Secret Service today. Not the agents that are willing to stand in front of bullets. They are tougher than nails and they do what they're told. But I'm talking about the administration of that agency has been compromised for a very long time. All I got to say is Kristi Noem has her hands full taking over Homeland Security that will oversee Secret Service. I think they should be separated. I think Secret Service should be a standalone agency that's responsible for itself, and then they can help be held fully accountable. And you can't look up the chain of command and say, "Oh, there's a problem here." No. We need to make this a top-notch agency. But right now, between now and the time that Trump can do reorganization, if he stays alive, I need to put out this warning. And I asked Paul Preston last night. I said, Paul, and Paul sees the signs too. He's agreeing with me on this. And I said, Paul, do I put out what we have learned? And he says, yeah. And I said, yeah, I think so too, under the guise that if we shine light on it, maybe it goes away. I won't say they won't try something else, but in that spirit, we're going to do this. It's been reported a number of times in a number of ways, the Iranians, the Iranians, the Iranians, kill Trump, kill Trump, kill Trump. And then there was supposedly a major breakthrough when three Iranians were arrested by the FBI and they were going to kill Trump. Well, the mullahs in Iran, since Trump has been elected, have come out and said, we want to work with you. Listen, that's such an inconsistent position with what we're being told. We have the Lee Harvey Iranians. This arrest is BS. This arrest does nothing to keep Donald Trump safer. This arrest accomplishes one thing and one thing only. If they do get to Trump, and they being the left, the Butler left, the golf course left, the Long Island car bomb that they swept under the carpet left, they do get to Trump, they have someone to blame. It won't be the Iranians. It'll be rogue agents hired, most likely foreign assassins brought in through organized crime, sponsored by the CIA. That's your typical pattern. And there'll be different hit teams involved that will not know each other, and they'll be operating in triangulation. How sure am I of this? I'm real sure. I'm real sure the Iranian thing is too suspect. If Donald Trump is assassinated, you're going to hear mainstream media, Iran. Iran did it. Iran made good on their threat. Iran, Iran. And what's the public going to demand? An invasion of Iran. Bomb those bastards into the Stone Age will be the cry. Because what's the goal of this administration? They serve the WEF. They've already signed on to, quote, global governance. Yes, they signed the document. We've been through all that here. We've shown you the proof. You know, I went through 15 of the major 148 points of Summit of the Future, September 22nd, 2024. I've been through it all. They have submitted to global governance. America has to be eliminated. And who's the symbol of American nationalism? Donald J. Trump. And they're hoping that killing him will kill the movement. Now, Paul and I talked about this last night. We both agree Trump is the right man at the right time to do what needs to be done to save America. But nonetheless, the movement is bigger than he is. And the movement's growing across all racial divides, all socioeconomic divides, all philosophical beliefs. You heard me interview Kwame Kilpatrick, the ex-mayor of Detroit, rising star in the Democratic Party. He supported Trump. Why? Because he's intelligent, because he can see what's happening. And he is someone who I have a lot of respect for. In fact, I've introduced him by text and email to my friends John B. Wells, Paul Preston. I'm sure they're going to have him on a show. And he represents a changing America, and it's a threat to the global order. And their minions that run this administration are going to do anything to stop it. And they think eliminating the leader and the transition of power is the way to go. And I think they're going to bring it to such a catastrophe that they'll do it by letting loose all the terrorists that we know are in the country, causing such havoc that President Biden, the puppets that are puppeteers that are controlling him, will call in under the Kigali principles, UN peacekeeping troops, and will be under occupation. And I'll make a prediction. I'll go one step further. I bet they call Barack Obama out of so-called retirement to run the whole show, and there will be no transition of power. Now, the last part is speculation. What I'm telling you leading up to this, every sign points to this. This is a false flag arrest by the FBI. Absolutely false flag. They've been dropping this narrative since about March. And I have heard it no less than four times, four different times. Iran, kill Trump. Iran, kill Trump. 11 Iranian hit teams in the country. Do you remember that one? All right, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you need to take this to the bank. This is false flag. This is Lee Harvey Iranians, meaning patsies will be arrested or killed. And it'll be the beginning of World War III, because when we attack Iran, that'll bring Russia into it. China's into it. And the other thing Trump has already announced, I'm going to split the allegiance between China and Russia. And I'm sure he's going to do it through an alliance with Russia. The globalists can't let that happen because China's not strong enough on their own right now to be any kind of world policeman that the New World Order would need. So there you have it. I have put it out there. And I firmly believe this is the plot that's in motion. Now, if this goes far and wide, and I can't believe I'm going to be the only one that's going to come to this conclusion on his own. I mean, there's a lot of really, really insightful people out there working on what we do that are going to see this for what it is. Donald Trump has never been in any more danger. Don't rile up the troops at home. Merchan was told to not sentence Trump at that time. And it's getting really quiet. The Democrats conceded. They're going a different route. And I think I just told you what that route is. Join our newsletter. It's the updates of everything we do during the course of the day with an email that goes out at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. And all you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com. The newsletter's in the upper right-hand corner. Click it on. All you got to do is put in your email. We don't sell your data. I promise I'm not YouTube, Facebook, or any of the others that do that. But we will send you every day an email with a summary and links to what we do. One-stop shopping. And sometimes if we have a glitch, oh boy, does the roof fall and my emails light up. And I'm glad for that. And no, we don't have many glitches. We've had two, I think, in the last 10 to 15 years. It's a reliable service. All right. I have to tell you, honestly, in all good faith, some of you are going to view this and you're going to recoil a little bit about the strength of what I'm going to say needs to be done. And I'm not offering this in a means to be manly or barbaric or revenge. That's not it. I'm going to expose some crimes that are already exposed and review them. And then I'm going to talk about the appropriate punishment according to the rule of law. There is no other agenda here. Now, some people will just go, oh, wow, Dave, that's radical. You really want to get back at these people? No, I want justice done, and I want it done according to the letter of the law, so we don't have people that come through in leadership positions at future dates that think they can do the same thing, which is basically try to overthrow the country. So fasten your seatbelt, because this could be a wild ride. We're brought to you by a tremendous sponsor. It's a product from BioTrust. It's my favorite in terms of the BioTrust line, which has great products, scientifically researched. They're above board in their dealings with the public. Let me get right to this product. This is a product that can restore youth. And the way that you do that is to restore collagen manufacturing inside your body. Collagen's like the elixir of youth. The reason that you're looking older, the reason that your joints hurt and you're lacking energy is because you're having a significant collagen decline. For example, by the time that you reach middle age, you've lost about half your collagen. And that's where the aging effects and the appearance begin to really take shape. Now, what they do at BioTrust, what no one else does, is they take the five types of collagen and they blend it into one. Now, unlike the other products, this crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins the youthful restoration of your body. So both your appearance and how you're feeling are going to improve. If it doesn't, you get your money back. They guarantee the results. They're offering this up to 51% off today. the fountain of youth. All you do is scoop out the prescribed amount, put it into your favorite drink. It's odorless, tasteless. You stir it up, and you begin to recover your lost youth. You have nothing to lose but your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, we have an interesting dilemma. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General, you gotta be kidding me. Oh my goodness gracious. That would be like the late, great Jim Brown, best running back in NFL history, playing in a Pop Warner league. You could try to tackle him with 20 kids and it wouldn't do any good. Oh my God. The junkyard dog coming to town. His nomination is going to be met with extreme resistance. And I think it's only a 50-50 chance he's going to get through. And I'm rooting for him. But people are going to be afraid that this guy can't be compromised. He can't be bribed. He wants justice. And he's taken no BS. That's his MO. And oh my. The people that have betrayed this country, I'm not talking political difference. Let me give you an example. I am 100% opposed to abortion on demand for pregnancy control. In other words, it's birth control. I'm opposed to that. Saving the life of the mom, absolutely, I'm in favor of that over anything else. Victims of incest, I think you have to argue what are the conditions. But, I mean, there are exceptions to my view. I'm not arbitrary. But I have my view. If you have the view on the other side that my body, my right, gee, you hear that from the Democrats, but it sure as hell wasn't that way with vaccines, was it? But anyway, my body, my right, that's fine. We have differences of opinion. I have no problem with that. And you put money into Planned Parenthood. Okay, I'm going to recoil morally. But legally, you should not be touched. Okay, so am I clear on this? This is about betrayal of constitutional oath to the detriment of the national security of the United States, and appropriate penalties as prescribed by law should take place. Now, I am going to say this. This is a matter of opinion for me. I do not think what I believe will be the upcoming trials of traitors, and I'm going to give some examples, I don't think they should be held in a regular court of law. Why? Because of personal bias. Too many judges have been appointed with political agendas that ignore the Constitution, ignore the law, to carry out their personal feelings. Most of them are Biden and Obama appointees to the bench. I don't want to put the fate of our nation in their hands. Instead, and because we're talking treason and national security, should be military tribunal trials. There you can bet that justice will be fair, but very firm. And here's where some of you are thinking, well, Dave, you're talking treason. Does that mean you're talking capital punishment? In some cases, yes. And this is going to be very controversial, and I know that. When you oversee an operation like Mark Milley in Afghanistan, that you brought the troops out, you didn't protect the people doing the evacuation, and it results in the death of 13 brave soldiers. My heart still aches just to talk about this, because their deaths were totally unnecessary and 13 young lives snuffed out for no reason because Obama and Mark Milley were wholly incompetent. Mark Milley, for that offense, deserves to be court-martialed, stripped of his retirement, and serve time. Not capital punishment for that offense. However, an investigation is further needed, but I think we're going to find a lot. Mark Milley tipped his hand in Senate hearings about Afghanistan when he was asked a question about China. And we've all seen it. He said, "Well, going to war with China is tricky. If I knew we were going to attack China, I would have to notify my Chinese counterpart." What? How many American lives would that cost? More than the 13 that he helped to snuff out. That is treason. China is our enemy. If we're going to war with a nation, they are our enemy. Anything that gives them aid and comfort, and this is clearly aid that he's advocating for, if we can find overt acts through investigation that supports that statement that he has given aid to the enemy, expressing it is one thing. I think that's a court-martialable offense. But acting on that is something different. That's abject treason subject to capital punishment. And if an investigation were to find confirming evidence, Mark Milley deserves the ultimate penalty. But you notice I'm leaving it open-ended. A statement doesn't mean action. Oh, I really want to kill that guy, you might say in a heat of anger. But you really don't mean it. You don't act on it. You didn't plan it. You didn't make the direct threat. It was just a comment made in bad taste. Do you look like an idiot? Mark Milley needs to be very worried. What about Kamala Harris and the border? Because let's review this. And we're going to take Mayorkas as well. Their job was to close the border, limit immigration to legal immigration, which I'm in favor of. Most Americans are, because we're the products of that. I'm a generation removed on my dad's side of the family. So, having said that, they said the border's closed. They lied under oath to the Senate and to the House, to the American people. They lied. They facilitated crimes of murder, illegal aliens raping and murdering Americans. They facilitated drug overdoses. Did they not? Fentanyl, just by itself, not counting cocaine, heroin, all the other stuff, kills 100,000 Americans a year. Most of them, here it comes back to China, because when you're talking cartel dispensing fentanyl, you're talking their Chinese counterparts because they manufacture it. The Chinese are behind it. And who dies from fentanyl poisoning? About 90% are young American males, fighting age. Think that's an accident? Mm-mm. Kamala Harris was the border czar. And in this, her oversight also produced rampant child sex trafficking. And when they're done with these kids for sexual purposes and profit, they often kill them and extract their organs they sell on the black market. And as bad as it is to say, it's worse not to say it. Kamala Harris was put in charge of the border. Now, Kamala Harris did nothing with the border. I don't think she's a traitor. Oh, I think if she'd got into office, her Marxist communist policies would have been acted upon. That would have been treason. But I don't think she's guilty of treason. I think she's guilty of criminal negligence. And that carries time in prison. Mayorkas, horse of a different color. His job is to be the on-the-ground man to manage what happens at the border. He's a direct accomplice to everything that happened. Kamala Harris was negligent. She didn't do her job. She didn't go to the border. She went to El Paso, did not go to the border until she campaigned. Mayorkas, this was his job. And he turned the other way while this happened. It's the same as driving the getaway car. They robbed the bank. You killed the security guard, and you're the driver. You're tried for murder. Mayorkas should be facing a trial of treason with the possibility of capital punishment. He may be the biggest scumbag to ever serve in the American government. That doesn't influence my opinion on legally what should happen. But I'll have a hard time crying a tear and ask God for forgiveness and guidance because this man deserves what he has coming legally for the lives that he let be destroyed or ended. Now, I just gave these examples. I could go much, much further. Okay, people say, Dave, what about Merrick Garland? You hate Merrick Garland. I don't hate Merrick Garland. I hate his service to his country, or should I say his disservice to his country. He's a mafioso. Son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education that brought in CRT. And what did he do? Kick down the door of people going to school board meetings, putting guns to their heads, stealing their electronics for expressing their First Amendment right, and interfered in his family profits. I don't know how many crimes I just mentioned there, but quite a few. And then there's a whole lot more that he's done. The lawfare against Donald Trump, interfering in an election. You get the idea. Does it border on treason? Absolutely. I don't know that it's provable. I will say this. He deserves 20 years in prison for the crimes I just mentioned. And he should be made an example of for anyone that follows. Weaponizing the justice system to deprive you the right to vote for who you want to is unconscionable. It's a crime against every American. And I don't care who you voted for, or even if you didn't vote, the possibility that you could vote was violated by this man and his illicit practices, sending his number three man to Alvin Bragg to prosecute Trump. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And this joker belongs in prison. That's what I think should come. And I think this should all be military tribunal. You know, Scotty Saxon and I talked about that in an interview recently. But we need to exact justice, not revenge. Justice in the form of duly meting out punishment that's been earned and also serving as a warning to future thugs that if you get into office and do this, we're going to do the same thing to you. I offer this unapologetically because our nation's on the brink because of this treason. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Check us out with our newsletter. All you got to do is go to the Common Sense Show newsletters in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on. All I need is your email address. We do not sell your data. My name is not Zuckerberg. Okay? We don't do that. But put your email. You'll get a daily email that summarizes everything we do that day. Also, we have a new series called HIPS, HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, along with our geopolitical work that we do. That goes into our TV subscription service, the commonsenseshow.tv, and people love HIPS. Oh, untold history, untold powers of the mind, mysteries of the seven wonders of the world. Oh, each one has a story. It's fantastic. We explore all that more and a lot more. We even do health and self-improvement. And people say, "Whoa, Dave, you're kind of off your beaten path." No, this actually was my professional path for a while. At least some of this stuff was. And I got taken off my path because our country was going to hell in a handbasket. But people love the show. Go and sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We are brought to you by Magic Dicol. That's the NanoSoma spray. That's the commercial name. And it's what restored me to health. We talked about Scotty Sachs earlier and his neuropathy. Now, this doesn't cure anything. What it does, it boosts your immune system by helping you manufacture, actually not helping, takes over manufacture of vitamin C, vitamin D. Also, too, it regulates the nuclear receptors in your body. And this is really important,
It helps telomeres. Now, what's that? They're related to longevity. And the shorter they live, the shorter you live. And this helps extend these. So it's really important. And I got to tell you, I won't be happy until everyone is taking this product. Why? It's preventative. And for me, it was restorative. Can be for you too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sad to report our worst fears have come true. I tried to organize an effort, many people did, to prevent John Thune from becoming the majority leader for the Senate. Oh my gosh, how horrible was that? And I would just say this, America got Thuned. Let me go through and give you the rosy picture for John Thune. Okay, Thune and Trump, their relationship began in 2016, and Thune endorsed him until the locker room comments came out about Trump. I'll tell you what, if you eliminated people for what they said in locker rooms, you'd have a hard time finding candidates anywhere. It's the point where you let your hair down and you just say things that are totally inappropriate and never say anywhere else. And I'm not excusing it or condoning what was said. I'm just saying, locker room, excuse me, it's ridiculous. And really, I wonder if we followed Thune around, what we would hear. Anyway, he called for Trump to leave the race and Mike Pence to take over, and that showed his agenda. Mike Pence was a traitor to Trump. 3 months after being elected and inaugurated as vice president, Mike Pence actually took out a PAC to run for president in 2020. That's right. And Thune was behind him. Yeah, you're getting the idea where I'm going with this now. Okay. The pair hit another bump in the road, so to speak, when Trump maintained the election in 2020 was stolen. Trump doesn't have to maintain. That's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Thune just blew it off and said, hey, they stole it, so what? Just move on, leave it behind, accept the result. Yeah, then Thune said any attempt by House conservatives to challenge the results of the Electoral College would go down like a shot dog. Boy, that really pissed Trump off. In fact, he actually one time and tried to encourage Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, to slam him by running against him for re-election. Now, these two have had continued to have a rocky relationship. The Wall Street Journal, though, has reported that Thune in March met with Trump to mend fences for the good of the country. I don't trust him any farther than you can throw him. Charlie Kirk came out with a really good tweet, and Charlie, thanks for saying what everyone else is thinking. That we'll get behind Thune, but he better support the mandate from the people. He better support Trump's nominees, and he better support Trump's agenda, or we'll work to get him removed. And I totally agree. I'm calling on the public to turn John Thune upside down. Let's gather information on him. And when he starts to go south in his behavior against our mandate as voters, then we take him down. Right now, America's been Thuned. I'm worried. You should be worried too. So let's get to work. What do you got on Thune? Send it to me. I'm Dave Hodges. You've been watching the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Click in the link for this in the upper right-hand corner. And all we need is your email, and you'll get a daily delivery of the summary of everything that we do. That's TheCommonSenseShow.com/newsletters. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you, and we will see you back here again next time.